everybody. It's Kara here with Hot 97.3, my weekly Some Good News segment. We are looking for others in the community that are spreading good, spreading cheer, helping others during this time. And today I have Tammy King. Tammy, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Now, Tammy, I think you are a true angel for our community. Tammy's heavily involved in helping others in need, doing good, and I became aware of you from the Quarantine Kitchen Facebook page for locals that are sharing meals and recipe ideas. Now, Tammy, you've been busy, to say the least, cooking meals for others in need.
That is correct. I serve 25 individuals who are in need of a nice, good, hot meal.
How did you get started making meals for others? What gave you the idea?
I've just reached out. I see others on Facebook. Basically, social media is the way to go. And I've seen people reaching out asking, is there anybody that could help with a meal or could help with this? Or, you know, I fill blessing boxes. There are two in Burlington. I've filled them. I keep those stocked up. And my church will reach out and say, you know, Kayla's cupboard needs food. They need this. So I'm the go-to. As soon as I see the word help or can you help, I'm on it.
Now, you've been helping some homeless that were staying at a hotel in town?
Yes, there's a local hotel that is housing 25 of those that are in need that have no place to go. And so they are there, and those are the ones that I've been feeding for the past almost 5-6 weeks now. I did a lot of meals and a lot of snack bags because they were stuck in their room. So I put together, you know, like each individual had their own bag with, you know, different goodies, homemade, store-bought, just different things that could get them through a couple of days, you know, so that they have popcorn, hot chocolate, stuff like that.
So comfort foods, too, those snacks.
Comfort food, yes.
That we don't think about, we take for granted.
Exactly. One homeless person, I don't like using homeless, I call them those in need.
Mm-hmm.
He was diabetic and had celiac disease. So I was able to prepare a special, you know, meal for him once in a while that didn't have sugars and gluten and stuff like that so that he can at least enjoy a meal too.
Right. And you've also been helping neighbors, providing meals for them as well.
Oh, I have to. I have three neighbors, two with spouses. One single, they're all in their 80s. Two are handicapped, one in a wheelchair. They can't get to the store. They can't do anything. They're pretty much isolated, and they have no contact. So I make them meals, too. If I'm making one, I might as well make an extra plate, and then I pass it down, or I have my husband walk it down around the block. But, yes, there's three people on my block that we help feed to. So I cook a meal, and I was never taught to make for one person or two. I was taught to make for 20. So I always make extra plates, and I just see who's in need or who's hungry. And if I can't find anybody that's in need, then I call people. I got an extra sandwich or an extra taco or something, and they come to my door.
Does your husband get to sample what you're giving to others?
Yes. He looks like he's due to drop his 9-pound child he's been carrying from all this extra food, yes.
How big is your kitchen?
I have a very small kitchen, believe it or not. I can sit at my kitchen table and probably reach my hands back and throw the dirty dishes in the sink without moving. It's not very big, but you don't need a very big, all you need is a stove that operates, you know, and a kitchen table that I can put all the styrofoam plates on so that I can just, it's like an assembly line. My grandkids just, they look at me like, wow, did you work in a factory? And I'm like, several.
Okay, everybody, we're going to get back to the music, and we're going to come back and be talking to Tammy King some more. She is an angel in our community, helping others in need and encouraging and inspiring others to do the same thing. Hey, everybody, we're back with Kara's weekly Some Good News segment. We are showcasing today Tammy King, who is doing amazing things in our community, cooking meals for those in need and inspiring others to help your neighbor out. Now, what I love is on the Quarantine Kitchen Facebook site, so many are inspired by what you've been doing. The pictures that you've been posting of the meals you're preparing, others have been wanting to donate money, donate food, asking you where they can donate to. You're inspiring others to do the same.
And that's my goal, actually, is to see that, you know, not so much to tell them, here, join in, help me do this. It's so that they can see that there is a need. There's a very big need in Burlington for people, not just homeless or those in need, but the elderly who are stuck, stranded at home. with or without this virus going, there's a lot of elderlies that just need some attention. And the best way to give them that is with a meal. So I don't reach out and ask people to help with the meals. They come to me, and that's when I say, start your own. All you got to do is make a meal and take it to your neighbor. I'm head of the neighborhood watch here in Burlington. I work directly with the police department on that, but I'm the captain of my own block, and everybody on my block knows me. I know them, their birth dates. We keep in touch, and that's what I'm trying to do, is get everybody to keep in touch with their neighbors, you know, check on them.
Right.
It's a good feeling to when I make all these meals, I'm just like, it's an overwhelming feeling. It really is.
Just today, you ended up helping a neighbor, not by a meal, but helping them. They were short of breath.
I am also a CPR first aid instructor, and my scanner was on, and I heard them call out an address that's on my street, and I jumped because it happened to be my neighbor. And I knew she had been ill for the last couple of days, just like a stomach flu type thing. And when I heard the word, is not breathing very good, I flew over there to check on her, and I maintained my distance and everything, but I waited until the ambulance came so she was not alone in case she did go into cardiac or anything. I was there to, I would be able to help her, but they got her off okay, and I'm just waiting to hear from her how she's doing.
Oh, thank goodness you were there. Another example of how it's so important to know your neighbors.
Exactly. Exactly.
Tammy, are you also an ordained minister?
Yes, I am. I became ordained in June 12th of 2012. Yes.
You were telling me that you actually have been helping the police officers. You've been donating food for the police officers as well.
I make them meals once in a while. I make them snacks. I'm very close with them. I know them pretty much all personally, some through churches, some different organizations that we've been through. I'm on the neighborhood watch, so I go there once a month for meetings with one of the lieutenants there. And then at Christmas time, they always look forward to the bags that I make. I call them policeman goodie bags. I make about 50, one for every officer. Nobody's left undone there. And each bag consists of an item like a personalized mug, a lot of my goodies that I make and bake for them. And it seems like the Oreo ball seems to be the number one hit down there. I do that every year for them, too.
And you make everything from scratch?
From scratch. There's no store-bought donuts, cookies, cakes. No, they are all done in my kitchen.
Okay, everybody, we're going to take another music break here. And when we come back, we'll continue talking to Tammy King, who is a superhero in my eyes in the community, doing great things to help others in need and encouraging others to do the same. Hey, everybody, it's Kara. We are continuing our conversation for some good news this week with Tammy King, who is an inspiration to others. She's been making meals for those in need around the community and doing everything she can to help her neighbors and her community out. If others were wanting to help in and join in, like you said, their first approach could be to check on their neighbor.
Check on your neighbor. Just watch social media if you have a chance to, because a lot of people will reach out. My cousin who owns the local hotel had put on there, you know, is there anybody that can help with a couple of meals? And I directed her how to get onto them Take 'Em a Meal app, which helps you to see what everybody's bringing on what day, so not everybody's bringing the same thing. And it was a hit. We were able to give them a lunch and a dinner, and they never got the same thing twice. You just got to kind of watch for people, or call your church. Call any local church. And ask them, you know, is there anybody that could use a meal? If anything, you can take one to your neighbor. Even if you don't know your neighbor, that's one way to get acquainted with your neighbor. And they might tell you, you know what? I know somebody that could use a meal. I have a person I've never met inboxed me privately and said that she's working with a couple of gentlemen that are very financially hurting right now, and they would give anything for a hot cooked meal. So I'm about ready to check on her and ask her what do they like? What would they, you know, need the most? And I will make it and take it to them.
Well, Tammy, you are such a blessing to
Thank
our community.
You.
And I know you don't do it for the recognition or the applause.
No.
But we are so thankful for you and how you are inspiring others to do the same.
Thank you for that. Kind words. I appreciate that. I just do what I do. It is who I am. Not for the applause. I do it for the cause.
Not for the applause. Doing it for the cause.
Exactly.
And I encourage everyone to go on to Quarantine Kitchen. kitchen. There's all kinds of great recipes on there.
And, most definitely, yes.
And Tammy, you've been sharing some of yours as well, right?
If anybody wants one, I give it to them.
Oh, the pineapple upside down muffins, those look really good. I'm going to check that recipe that you posted on there.
It is the bomb. I made them once and they were gone before I even could get them out of the oven practically. So I make them at least once a week.
Wow.
Yes, there's a demand for those.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Tammy, for being good news and for inspiring others to spread good in the community.
Well, thank you and have a blessed day.
You as well.
Thank you.
Okay, everyone, that is Tammy King doing her part to help out our community and listening area. And John Krasinski really needs to hear about this amazing woman. That's going to do it for my Some Good News segment for this week. If you know someone who is inspiring others and spreading cheer, spreading joy, helping each other out right now, message me on Facebook. Give me some leads on a future Some Good News stories. I want to thank Tammy King so much for everything that she is doing and encourage everyone who is listening to follow her lead. You can help. If you can't cook, you can donate food to one of the local food pantries. If you love to cook, you can be helping out, cooking for your neighbors, cooking for those in need. Reach out on social media, reach out to your neighbors on your block, reach out to everyone you can think of, and help each other out. Okay, we're going to get back to the music. Here's Panic at the Disco and High Hopes.